Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life, Part 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, to Romans, the 8th chapter? And let's look at our text that we've been using for some weeks now, talking about the Spirit-led life. The Spirit-led life. Spirit-led living. Let's read our text in verse 14, Romans 8. What does it say? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Can sons of God, that means male sons and female sons, can they expect to be led by the Spirit of God? How many believe that'd be a superior way of walking in life as opposed to being head-led, feeling-led, emotion-led, circumstance-led, money-led? You do understand that many, many Christians are not Spirit-led most of the time. They leave towns, they move, they leave churches, they relocate solely because of a money raise. Did you hear me? Is that being Spirit-led? That's being money-led, right? Ministers take churches, leave churches, have meetings, go to churches, refuse meetings solely on what they think they might get. Money-led. People leave businesses. They leave places of employment because somebody hurt their feelings. Is that being Spirit-led? What is that being? What's leading them? Feeling led, right? Emotion led. And that's why the enemy is so successful in getting people out of their place and out of the will of God, because they'll follow all kind of stuff instead of the leading of the Lord. But not here at Faith Life Church. Here at Faith Life, we believe in being Spirit led every day. Every day. Some of the ministers had asked Phyllis, you know, we was down at the ministers' conference, and, you know, the Lord's helped her. She's lost 50-something pounds. And they asked her, you know, what'd you do? What diet did you go on? And what'd you... She said, I tried all kind of stuff, and it didn't work for... She said, I'm on the Spirit-led diet. Spirit-led every day. The Lord leads me to stop, I stop. He leads me to do this, I do... How many understand the Lord will lead you out of every problem into total victory if you'll follow Him? He'll lead you out of debt into plenty. He'll lead you out of defeat into victory. He'll lead you out of marriage, hell into marriage bliss. If both people would follow Him. Right? He knows where to go if you know how to follow. So we've been talking for weeks then on how to be led by the Spirit-led life. Let's keep reading verse 15. You've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Does the Lord lead us through fear? Is His dealings with us, is it through fear? Absolutely not. But we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter, isn't He? He's the spirit of peace. He's the spirit of adoption. He makes you feel like you belong. He makes you feel comfortable. And that's the way that our church is supposed to be. Right? I tell you, numerous times people have come in and they said, oh man, your folks were so friendly to me from the time I got in the parking lot and the foyer, everywhere. People that sat by me, loved on me and hugged me and put money in my pocket and bought my lunch. I just felt so comfortable. That makes me feel wonderful. Amen? Why? Because not just you, I'm glad for you, but you are letting the Spirit of God manifest through you. And the Spirit of God is manifested in the place. People feel comfortable. Amen. It's not supposed to be cold and feel like a business without God. Or some kind of institution or just some kind of organization without God. It's supposed to be warm.
Yeah.
Homey.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I said homey.
Amen.
That's us.
Amen.
We're going to increase in that.
Yes.
We're going to excel in hospitality.
Amen.
We are. Aren't we?
Yes.
The Lord's helped us. But you know, we're not 2 years old yet. We're still pretty young. But He's going to help us a lot more. We're going to be very strong. The community is going to be glad we're here.
Amen.
They are. Because we're going to be a blessing to the community. And families and people, visitors who come, are going to be glad they came. Because we're not going to intimidate them. We're not going to make them feel outcast and outside. The spirit of adoption is going to make them feel comfortable. Verse 16. The Spirit itself, or as many translations say, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. How does He communicate with us? Didn't say He bears witness with our intellect nor our emotions, but He bears witness with our spirit. His Spirit lives in our spirit. And He communicates with us through our spirit. So to be Holy Spirit conscious, you have to become aware of your own spirit. Because He that's how He leads us. So we've camped, I don't know how many weeks it's been now, but we've talked about the person of the Holy Spirit. We talked about some characteristics and qualities of the Holy Spirit. And for the last few weeks now, I've been sharing with you about keys to increased sensitivity. Since He does lead us through our spirit, how can we make our spirit more sensitive to His spirit? How can we, are the things we can do to become more aware? And the answer is absolutely yes. It's really more up to us than it is to the Lord. He doesn't change. He's always there. He's always endeavoring to lead us. But it's how sensitive, or rather how dull we might be, as determines how easy it is for us to be led or seemingly difficult. We talked about three major things already that would help you become more sensitive. One is being yielded. Yieldedness makes you more sensitive. Secondly, we talked about openness. You've got to be open to the Lord doing something different than what you had planned or thought. You've got to be open. You might be all set to go, but you better be open for Him to tell you to stay, right? Or vice versa. If we're going to be led in the services, I might be all primed to go a certain direction with my teaching, but I got to be open for something else, right? If we want His leadings. Amen? You might be all ready to spend that money on this, but you better be open for Him telling you to do something else with it, right? I don't know at the times. Nearly every big blessing that's happened in Phyllis and my life in the last several years, we had started looking in one direction, and the Lord said, no, not there, over here. We did our best to find our new ministry facilities. For 10 years, we looked in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We even put money down on a place one time. And the Lord had to say, no, that's not it. No wonder we couldn't find it. We're looking in the wrong state. I know a certain house that we looked at in after being in the ministry for, I don't know, 15 some years. We thought we'd found a house. And Phyllis liked it so much. It was nice. I liked it. And we were all primed. We had already made some offers on it. We were close to securing it. This was in Tulsa. And we were driving on some trip. And the Lord dealt with me the half the night before. That's not it. Drop it. I thought, Lord, you tell Phyllis then, because she really was pumped about this thing. And he said, no, you tell her too. So I talked about the weather, and we looked at the scenery. And eventually I said, Phyllis, I feel like the Lord's dealt with me about that house. She said, yeah. I said, I think He dealt with me to drop it, that we're to drop this thing. And boy, to her credit, not a tear. And she liked that place. She said, "That's what he said." And I said, "Yeah, I believe that's what he said. You check your heart about it." And sure enough, we backed off. And you know, it wasn't, what was about? About a month, the Lord gave us twice that house. Glory to God. Same thing happened when we moved here. We were looking at a place and we thought, well, boy, that's nice. That's it. And we actually made some steps toward trying to get it, and some things seemed to hinder it. And the Lord dealt with us. No, don't push it. Back off. Back off. There's something else. And he gave us three times the house. Glory to God. Everybody say open.
You've
got to be open. You don't just set your mind on something and set your focus. No, we've already made our plans and we've already made up our mind. Well, that's how you miss God too. Everybody say open. Got to stay open. Be open to something else. Be open to something completely different. Be open. Last time I was with you, we talked about the clear conscience. How that having your heart cluttered with a lot of undone things, a lot of unfinished business, how that will muddy the water, so to speak. It will dull you. And you can confuse your own spirit. When the Lord deals with you to do something, do it. Don't go for weeks and weeks and months and even years and things undone. Your conscience bothering you about something you didn't do, or something that you should have done that you didn't do, or something that you should make right. Keep a clear heart. Keep a clear conscience if you want to be sensitive to the Lord's Spirit. We talked about that. And now today I want to get into something else. Keys to increased sensitivity. Turn to Colossians, please, and I'll explain it as we read this verse. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3. How many are interested in this? How many are believing that you're going to be more sensitive to the Spirit ere this year is over than you were last year? That we're growing. Amen? And mistakes you used to make, you're not going to make. Right? Ways you've missed it in the past, you're going to stop missing it like that. Because you're not going to be led by things that lead you astray. You're going to be led by the one who's never wrong. Amen? You do understand the Holy Spirit has never made a mistake. Ever. Ever. He'd never lead you to make a bad investment. Ever. Ever. If you and I are led by the Holy Spirit 100% of the time, we would never miss it in any area.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Peace, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-125. That's R-125. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.